Début du dialogue 13.
Publishing, music, shopping and journalism have all been revolutionized by the internet. Will education be next, now that US academics are offering world-class tuition free to anyone who can log on anywhere in the world? To discuss this issue, I have with me in the studio Chris Carter, a journalist who specializes in higher education. Chris, is this the end of higher education as we know it?
There's an enormous global need for high-quality education, and yet it's becoming increasingly unaffordable. In Britain, for example, students are having to pay up to £9,000 a year in fees and being forced to take on unprecedented levels of debt. At the same time, we have technological advances that make it possible to provide courses at very low marginal cost.
What sort of technological advances are you talking about?
Well, MOOCs, for one.
You're going to have to explain that one.
Of course, MOOCs stands for Massive Open Online Courses, with which universities provide open access to their learning content through online platforms. These are real college courses taught online that take advantage of the web scalability and the video capabilities of modern tablets.
But e-learning isn't exactly a new idea. Online courses have existed for years. What's so different about these massive open online courses?
Unlike an online college, MOOCs offer popular courses taught at designated times from elite professors and institutions. A MOOC is focused on courses, not degrees. For example, Coursera offers courses from 32 leading universities. A typical lecture-oriented class in an elite college might have 200 students. A MOOC could have tens of thousands. Another organisation, p2pu.org, is aimed at individual teachers and lets anyone design their own course.
So who are the main players in this brave new world of online education?
A lot of the attention is on Udacity, co-founded by a Stanford University robotics professor and two Stanford graduates. They're focusing on popular courses that are in such demand that most students can't get into them, like the Stanford professor's own class in artificial intelligence. He taught that course online through Stanford last year to a class that began with 160,000 students.
But surely university is about so much more than the teaching. There's the socialising, or as we call it here in Britain, the drinking. There's the living away from home and learning how to boil an egg or operate a washing machine.
But this is the way disruptions tend to work. They disrupt first and figure out everything else at some unspecified time later. It's true that students often say they learn as much, if not more, from their fellow students as they do from the lectures. But making lifelong friends, joining a society, learning how to operate a washing machine, those are things that are all free. It's the education bit that's the expensive part. But what Udacity and the rest are showing is that it doesn't necessarily have to be like that.
All this sounds very exciting, but there must be some drawbacks as far as MOOCs are concerned.
Perhaps the biggest stumbling block for MOOCs is the lack of an accreditation system. While the major providers offer a certificate to students who successfully complete a class, none as yet offers credits that count towards a degree. Potential employers say they have no means of evaluating the worth of such courses or the skills students have effectively acquired.
Do the providers make a lot of money from these online courses?
That's another problem. None of the providers has devised a way of making money from MOOCs, although they have floated some ideas. Coursera is thinking about charging a modest fee to issue non-credit certificates. It could also act as a headhunter, supplying names of its top-performing students to potential employers.
From what you say, the Americans seem to be way ahead for new forms of online education. Is anything comparable happening here in Britain?
The first British university to have done a deal with Coursera is Edinburgh. Since January this year, it's been offering 6 courses, and over 100,000 students signed up for them.
Fin du dialogue 13.